Visiting with Joel Bailey. He is a superintendent for the Platte Geddes School District, joining us here on KORNradio.com. And, well, Mr. Bailey, since everything got shut down a year ago, students come back in the fall, and how have things progressed here since school got back in session in August and right up until this point now?
So things have progressed rather well here at Platte Geddes. We're very proud to say that we've been in school every single day, with the exception of maybe one snow day since the first day. So that is really a feather in the district's hat. Credit goes out to the school board, all of the individuals who are part of our return to learn plan, who put together what I feel was a very good common sense plan that allowed us to implement safety measures and mitigation strategies that kept our students and staff safe, and most importantly, kept our kids in class for face-to-face instruction. We were able to successfully maneuver a mask mandate, which has been now lifted. They are now recommended, but had excellent compliance with that in regards to our students, and overall very strong support within the community. As we know, masks could be a controversial topic, mm-hmm. and I would be lying if I said they weren't here, but overall we were able to maneuver all of those uncharted waters that we have never experienced before to keep our students and staff safe and have them here every single day. So very proud of that fact.
Again, we're talking with Joel Bailey. He's superintendent at Platte Geddes. And how the students, evolved, handled the situation since, they weren't in the building, at the end of the school year last year and now being able to be in buildings this entire year. But how have they kind of evolved, how they are taking in education or how they've handled these safety measures?
I really think that the school closure last spring caused or allowed our students to have a deeper appreciation for coming to school every single day. That is something we've all taken for granted. And then to not be able to do it for an extended period of time and not see your friends and not participate in the extracurricular activities. I think that closure actually added a level of appreciation, and the kids want to be in school. They're happy to be here. They want to be with their friends. They want to be competing on the athletic field or in the fine arts. So they really stepped up to the challenge, I believe, and started the school year off very well, and we're excited to be back. And they've kind of kept that momentum throughout the year, and that goes as well for the teachers. I just couldn't be prouder of them to how they continually rise to the occasion to do what's best for the students at Platte Geddes. So I think just kind of in summary there, they've just developed that level of appreciation and really have seemed to be happy to be in school.
No, of course, it's stressful, obviously, for everybody, for students, for parents at home, for staff and educators. So looking back over the last year, is there some things that you guys were able to kind of look at and maybe now bring into the fold since everything started over a year ago?
I think we really became more efficient in how we use technology, and to make technology more effective but more efficient in using it. Our entire staff now is very well versed in using Google Classrooms, which is something that's very common across the state and the country. But they've learned through trial and error how to make that, a more efficient, more successful process, and our students are very knowledgeable and adept at using it as well. So I guess going forward, if we would ever be faced with a additional school closure, I feel like we could handle that very well.
No, as far as you mentioned earlier, kids not being able to see their friends and things like that, was there some things you guys did too to help people cope with the pandemic?
Yeah, so we were able to develop a partnership with the Cook Center for Human Connection, which is located in Utah, and we're able to provide a virtual family mental health night, which is geared around a website called parentguidance.org. And through that virtual health night, parents learned about the website, and within that website there is a myriad of trainings and things for parents to help deal with if their students are struggling with some mental health issues. And that is one thing that's really kind of came to the forefront during the closure and the kids not being around their friends and having to work in front of a computer last spring. The emotional needs of those students and just the peer interaction wasn't being met. So I'm really proud and happy of that partnership we've developed and the resources that we have developed to offer our parents some help outside of school for that mental health, but also at, again, a myriad of topics that can help them assist their children if they're having some sort of issues. And there's training for the parents, there's courses they can take, there's an ask a therapist portion where you know, there's just, they can develop a connection with a therapist and get a response in a timely manner. So I think we've not only been able to support the students well, but we've also been able to offer that support to parents when, you know, in communities like ours, we lack resources like that. So I think that's been a very positive thing.
And one final question. Again, we're talking Joel Bailey, Plant Geddes Superintendent here. Is how is the spring normal activities progressing with prom or graduations? Those kind of plans all still going to be back to almost similar to what they were before?
Yes, you know, we just successfully held our first track meet, which was our South Central Conference track meet, which is both a junior high and high school track meet. So we were able to pull that off without a hitch. We're looking at prom this Saturday. We will have our junior high instrumental contest coming up on April 28th. In regards to the upcoming spring concerts, we are going to try and hold those as normal as possible. One thing we do very neat every third year in the spring concert is a concert in the park. So that lends itself very well to social distancing and being out in the fresh air, if Mother Nature cooperates, as sometimes she does. So we have our fingers crossed that we will be able to pull that off successfully. So we're really making an attempt to regain that normalcy, obviously with some safety protocols and mitigation strategies in place. But our kids deserve those things. You know, they've endured this all last spring and the entire school year. They've been great. So we felt it was very important that they get to participate in these things as much as normal as possible.
Well, Joel, I appreciate your time, and thank you for everything you guys do as educators down there for the kids at the Plant Geddes School District, and thanks for your time this morning.
Yes, thank you, Clint. Have a good day.
Joel Bailey, Plant Geddes Superintendent, joining us here on KORNRadio.com.